Well, no matter where you live in Australia, chances are you're used to picking up a copy of the local paper to find out what's happening in your own backyard. But local news has long been headed towards a cliff. Advertisers that once propped up the local rag have stopped spending, and the cost of printing and other overheads has seen many outlets fold. Now, News Corp has announced it too is switching off the presses across regional Australia. Jobs will go, and it's feared so too will the accountability of local councils and authorities. Rhett Burney reports.
In many regions, the local paper and local reporters are a trusted and valued source of news. But as advertisers cut costs and instead place ads on Facebook and Instagram, once popular and profitable local news outlets are going under. And today, it was News Corp's turn.
The appetite for news and information, including local news and information, has never been higher. The problem is the business model, and it needs a proper response from government, a public policy response.
That's freelance journalist and journalism academic Margaret Simons. She says today's announcement by News Corp that it'll cease printing more than 100 local mastheads and merge 13 of them and produce them online will leave a massive hole in many communities.
Well, it's a tragedy, and it's the latest and one of the biggest tragedies in what's been a long-term trend of news deserts emerging in local journalism across our suburbs and our regions.
In an interview with ABC Radio's The World Today, News Corp Australia's executive chairman, Michael Miller, says jobs will go, but...
Hey, we're not talking to numbers, we're talking about people, and that we're having those conversations today and tomorrow, so I'm not going to prejudice those conversations. We're going to talk to them individually.
Paul Murphy is the head of the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance, the union that represents journalists.
Our understanding is up to 150 editorial positions will be affected by this, which is obviously devastating for those staff, for those journalists who've served their community so well. And it's also a huge blow for the communities losing so much of their local news coverage.
News Corp says more than 375 journalists will continue to work for its regional and community titles as they move online. But it's not clear if they'll actually live in the regions that they cover, as has traditionally been the case. Paul Murphy says that in itself poses a problem.
You lose coverage of local courts. You lose scrutiny on local councils. You lose coverage of local sport. These are important to local communities. And we know from recent studies overseas that the loss of coverage on local councils often leads to increased costs. There's less scrutiny of what they're doing.
News Corp's restructure isn't unique. In recent months, some of the nation's biggest and oldest regional news titles have ceased printing, and not all have gone online. Channel 9 has suspended its 9 local news bulletins during the pandemic, but maintains they'll be back. In recent years, Wynn News has pulled the plug on its TV newsrooms across the country, including at Mildura in Victoria. The local paper there, the Sunraysia Daily, is no longer daily and now prints twice a week. In commercial radio, most regional news bulletins are recorded by newsreaders outside of the area, and most rely on local papers for their content. Professor Alan Fells is the chair of the Public Interest Journalism Initiative. It's been tracking the changes.
Well, we have just tracked the number of contractions, which is closures and suspensions and switches to digital. It's over 200 publications just since January. And longer term, you know, there's been a huge reduction. The effect on communities is really serious.
In a statement, the Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, says he'll hold News Corp to its promise to continue to produce local news online. He also says the government is investing in regional journalism with a $50 million public interest news gathering program to support commercial TV, radio and newspapers in regional Australia, and $5 million to support regional and metropolitan publishers covering public interest journalism.
Rhett Burney with that report.